shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. See where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours. All night I've got nothing but time. So take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. For me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take my word.
Best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music. You have country songs about mountain music. You have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from, that's where I grew up, so I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is Forgotten Country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is so often this type of music is called country western music. And that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it. Like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so, you know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack. And that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television. But I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou making it cool, like I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
The song.
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad, and not like, what is this lame old stuff?
Yeah. And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends
say. The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's the Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. in the big rock candy mountains. The jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw. Like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y.
Yep.
Lane, I think that's why I like Ian Noe, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come
from? He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country. Grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs to this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Noe online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their like year end best list, and it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium, and I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me, for sure. All right, so this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Noe.
Morning's gone and the TV's on. Been raining for a week. Coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek. And no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds this Appalachia haze. Well, Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10. They left the homestead crazed. And they busted for just a flying tour. This Appalachia haze. Says she goes too hard. There's plastic pets in a blue swing set, rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, setting her own ways. Sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on. He's optimistic still. We'll stand in the rain for a good campaign. We'll tell him how you feel. You said you see that just like me, we're in for the glory days. The Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Cutting pines and power lines, I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge there's a washed out bridge, covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend, you ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia hay.
Well, we definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry log gone. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Preacher rode by with his head hoisted high, said his wife had been down with a flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Snort, he sawed off and short. He measures 4 feet two, but he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that
my mug, if you'll fill up my jug with that good old mountain.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Started, it's my kind of party. just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood, you can settle for a one-night rodeo. You could be my tan-leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hands. Get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling just some Skinner and some old.
Is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool, walk walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. Take her home. Take her home.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer tank, a black heart and a pretty red neck. Well, a few nights later I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this here's the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
This
this is gonna be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And when she slides in and she gives you the green light, you hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be. And you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights. One of those nights.
Legends from St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Turn it up now.
a shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap, a G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E, that spells good time, a good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, and I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, and I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill. Same exact thing. A classic right. country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and the age of the internet and in the day and the age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being themselves.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn.
High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop.
Well, here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. But I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama, I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but you could easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and then bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
Like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Hey, hey.
I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife, actually picked the song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat and because she was alone. The usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row. Took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years. But she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent. That voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote, "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have "Early Morning Breeze" by Dolly Parton.
Upon the petals of a flower growing wild. Bring it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers in the early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun, the aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze. Misty-eyed I look about the meadow where I stray, for it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning.